Good morning, church.
大家早。
What a good reminder of our, in our worship song of God's faithfulness to us. All the moms, happy Mother's Day today.
我要向大家祝贺，也每一个母亲祝贺母亲节快乐。
That job of being a mom is often thankless. You know, it's just a long and tiring sometimes, and without any thanks.
So, 母亲这个工作呢是非常辛苦，也非常时间非常长，但是呢也没有得到什么感谢。
Well, this morning before we get into the word, I'm going to pray one more time for us. You bow your heads. Lord God, we do give thanks to you that you are a faithful God and you show your heart to us in real and tangible ways. You have shown your faithfulness through history. You have shown your faithfulness to OCC. You have shown your faithfulness to our families. And we come to you with thanksgiving this morning. We're so thankful for the moms as well. We pray you bless them and pour out your blessing on them and give them your strength. Lord, we pray that as we get into your word, that you and your presence would just be manifest, you know, this morning, that we would realize and know that you are here with us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning I want to start out just showing a couple of images to you.
今天早上开始的时候，我要放一两张照片。
We're talking this morning about breaking divisions.
我们今天早上要看的是有些分离，还有反离。
And these are a couple of images that I wanted to share with you of just that being those divisions that are broken.
我要照照片，就是说这些反离呢，也被打破了。
There we go. Yeah, this first image, it's actually at a youth conference. It's taking place in Jerusalem in 2015.
这张照片是在2015年的时候，在耶路撒冷有个年轻人的联合聚会。
And I know it's hard to discern what's happening here. I actually watched some of the video of what was going on at this conference.
这张照片我们不能看到很多，但是我看到那个这个视频，我们看到这个这里面发生了什么事情。
What is happening? What you see is just some people worshiping. But what is so unique about this worship is the people that are there.
这个照片就看到一些年轻人在那边聚会，但是这个聚会很特别，就看到这里面是什么人。
This is in Jerusalem, and there are Jews who are worshiping Yahweh there. But it's cool because it's not only Jews who have come together and they're singing and they're pouring out their hearts, but it's also Palestinians that are together. And these young Jews and Palestinians, they're teenagers and they're coming together and they're just worshiping. I wish we had time. I could show you just the video. It's just a beautiful picture.
这里面呢有很多是犹太人，他们用希伯来话在敬拜，敬拜他们的亚威，就是耶和华。然后还有很多是巴勒斯坦人、阿拉伯人，他们也一直在这边唱诗敬拜。
But you can see that they're worshiping in, you know, in two languages, in Hebrew and in Arabic, and it's just an amazing picture.
他们在敬拜的时候呢，他们一起敬拜，他们用两种语言敬拜，有希伯来语，也有人用阿拉伯语敬拜，这是非常非常让人家兴奋的一个敬拜。
What is so beautiful about it is that presidents and diplomats have tried for decades to take, you know, Jews, Palestinians. There's been so many solutions of how can we have peace.How can we have rest between these two people groups?
这个在过去呢几十年里面，世界上的各总统啊，还有外交官啊，都想要把这个以色列人跟巴勒斯坦人能够 让他们 和平的共处，怎么样想尽各种方法来让他们怎么样能够和平的共处。
Yeah, and president after president has gone over there, brought the leaders together, made talks, made treaties of some sort, but there's no peace. There was no rest ever established.
总统一个总统去了，再一个总统去了，就不同的代啊，当边有一起啊啊，就是有一种啊一个地方可以一起大家讨论事情，但是呢，结果总是无劳。
And yet in this room, together, when you watch the video, you see them standing side by side. You see the teenagers actually praying for one another. You see them lifting their hands up to the Lord together. You see them embracing each other. It's a picture of peace. It's a picture of rest. It's really beautiful.
在这个聚会里面，看到那些年轻人，十几岁的或者二十几岁的年轻人，他们在一起。用不同的语言敬拜，他们互相祷告，互相能够拥抱，能够一起敬拜。
One of the leaders at this worship at this conference, he's a worship leader. He said, "The body of Messiah in Israel is not just Jews, but also Arabs."
这个里面有一个领会的，他说啊，这个啊，弥赛亚的身体。在这个以色列地，以赛亚的身体，弥赛亚的身体，不只是只有犹太人，也有巴勒斯坦人。
He says there is no difference between us when we worship. There is no difference between us.
他说啊，这个我们在敬拜的时候呢，我们是没有差别的，我们是都没有什么不同，我们在一起可以在一起敬拜。
He says we have the same goal together.
他说我们有共同的目标。
To build up the body of Messiah in the land and further God's kingdom.
在就是要能够在这个以色列这块地能够建立弥赛亚的身体，能够建立神的国。
To simply be one people.
成为一个族类。
This is another picture. The second image is it's just a small church. Two small churches coming together. It's a small group of Korean and Japanese Christians who came together to worship.
这张照片呢，是看到有一小群的两个教会在一起，一个是韩国教会，另外一个是日本教会。
One was the International Japanese Church of Singapore, and the other was the Word of Life Korean Church.
一个是新加坡的国际日本教会，另外一个是韩国圣经教会。
And they came together. They realized, you know, their history, their history as countries.Go way back, and there was a lot of animosity between their two countries.
他们在一起敬拜，他们可以把过去的这些两个国家之间的仇恨呢，都放忘记，能够在一起敬拜。
But they came together purposefully because they just wanted to show and demonstrate what Christ, when Christ is the center, when Christ is the focal point, what can happen to the church.
他们就是特别有意的能够两个教会在一起，就是要能够显示出这个在以基督以神为中心的一个焦点的一个教会他们能够在一起。
The Japanese pastor that was there, Reverend Ito, shared about the ministry of reconciliation.
这个日本教会的这个牧师呢，伊头这个牧师呢，他就讲到这个
How God has taken people and reconciled people, the nations to himself through Christ Jesus.
他讲到神呢，怎么样能够把他的子民呢，跟他呢能够和解。
And the pastor says, and today, both churches, which is really truly one church, we have that ministry of reconciling people to the Lord.
那个牧师就讲到今天。那天呢，我们这两个教会这个合在一起，在神里面可以合而为一。
In our world today, there is much division.
在今天世界有很多分离分离。
It does not take much. You can all of us listen to the news. We can all kind of look out there and see what's happening on the internet and the news of the division that is happening around the world in our country.
今天你看看周围的环境，看看新闻，看看这个网络上面的消息，你看到世界上这世上有很多分离的事情。
It divides us out as people, and you can see it, you can hear it.
他把人跟人之间分开了。
And the world is, what the world does is the world sees that there is a division. They can see, like they look out, everyone looks out and sees like, why can't we come together?
这个世界角度看, 或者你外面看, 这个世界充满了各种各样的分离的事情, 我们就要问, 为什么我们不能再合在一起, 成为一个?
And so I see the world trying to come up with solutions to bring people together, to like, we're two different people, how do we break that division? I can see the world trying to come up with certain solutions of how do people come together.
我可以看到这个世界上有各种各样很多人在想各种各样的方法怎么样能够把这个人跟人之间呢能够拉近能够合在一起和平的相处。
There was an incident last week at Yale University of division.
在上礼拜有一个在耶鲁大学里面有一个发生一个分离的事件。
And the dean's solution, what the dean has said about this is like we, as a university, we will work to become truly inclusive as a university.
这里面有耶鲁大学一个院长就说，我们这个学校呢会努力的去努力的是把这个让这个学校或者是环境能够成为一个包容的一个环境。
The dean said, you know what we'll do as a university, we're going to redouble our efforts to become a supportive, to build a supportive community. We're going to work really hard.
这个院长说，我从学校角度，我们会尽力，放全力去让我们这个社区环境呢，成为一个互相支持的一个社区。
Then a couple weeks ago, you probably heard about this. There was an incident at a Starbucks. Do you remember that?
两个礼拜前，在那个星巴克，在费城一个星巴克里面也发生一件事情。
It was in Philadelphia, and again, there was just this incident. Happened in a Starbucks where there was just this clear division, you know, happening.
这个在这个费城这个星巴克发生的事情呢，很明确的，就是让人跟人之间分离了。Starbucks
sees that as a problem. So what they did is they closed down for a day. What they said is we're going to close down all of our stores for a day, and we're going to train our people.
这个星巴克就想到说，我们要解决这个问题。他们就把这个星巴克呢，有一天呢，全部的星巴克全部停止营业，他要给他们的员工一个训练。We're
going to teach the people about the racial bias that we have. You know, we're going to train our people about understanding the racial bias that they have, and we're going to train them.
他们说我们要训练，我们要让员工了解。 什么是种族歧视，我们要给他们训练，重视这个问题。
And you know, working to become truly inclusive, or working to help your employees to understand that there's a racial bias. I mean, I'm sure that this training, I'm sure that there is some benefit. You know, there must be some. Hopefully, there's some benefit to that kind of training.
如果想想啊，要给员工一个种族歧视方面的训练，或者是说一个大学要努力变成一个真正有包容性的大学，这些呢做这些事情呢，我可以看到都有一些价值。But
the problem is it never really deals with the deepest level of a person's heart. It never really addresses deep down the heart of the issue, which is in the person.
但是呢，这些训练啊，这些改变呢，都是没有办法，没有真正的看到这个问题啊，就是说本身呢，就是你内心一个人内心最深层里面的问题。What
it feels like is that it it may help people to at least change like some maybe outward behaviors, you know, or you can at least put on an appearance of kind of bringing people together. But you know, I just don't know if it actually deals with the heart issue.
这些训练或者是改变，可以做到了，可以有对人的外面、外表的行为上面，可以看到说你可以做到说改变，但是呢，真正你的内心并没有改变。Well,
this morning's story is the beginning of a story. We're going to kind of start in Acts, and we're just going to look at almost like kind of half the story of God breaking these divisions that exist among people groups.
这个今天我们要看这个《使徒行传》这段这个故事呢，就是故事是一个前面一个大故事的前半段，就是神怎么样做事做工，把这个藩篱呢这个分离给打破了。
And the story really reveals like the heartbeat of God. Like when we read the story, you can see it throughout the entire Bible. But this is just another example of God's heart. You can feel His heart.
这个我们看看在读这段经文的时候呢，我们看到神的心肠。但是整本圣经都讲神的心看到，但是呢这一段，特别是这一段，我们看到神的心肠是怎么样子的。
So turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 10, if you follow along in your own Bible or on your phone. This story focuses on the Apostle Peter, and it kind of shows a portion of his journey of breaking divisions in his heart, as well as the heart of the, you know, breaking divisions within the church.
这段经文呢，在使徒行传的第十章就讲到这故事，讲到这事情呢，是神呢怎么样把这个使徒彼得心中的藩篱呢墙给打破了，也怎么样把教会里面这个墙呢给打破了。
Acts chapter 10, starting in verse 9, it says this: The next day, as Cornelius's messengers were nearing the town, Peter went up on the flat roof to pray. It was about noon, and he was hungry. But while a meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw the sky open.And something like a large sheet was let down by its four corners. In the sheet were all sorts of animals, reptiles, and birds. Then a voice said to him, Get up, Peter, kill and eat them. No, Lord, Peter declared, I have never eaten anything that our Jewish laws have declared impure and unclean. But the voice spoke again, Do not call something unclean.If God has made it clean. The same vision was repeated three times. Then the sheet was suddenly pulled up to heaven. All right, so we see this picture, this picture of Peter up on a roof, and he's waiting for lunch to be prepared.
So we 看到这图像使徒彼得到了房顶上面去，他在那边祷告。等着那个人家预备午餐。
You can picture it in your head. Maybe it's probably warm. It's on a flat roof. Maybe the smells of the lunch is wafting upward.
你可以想象看到这在这个屋顶是平顶的屋顶天气很热。那时候呢彼得在那边那个午餐的香气慢慢就飘上来了。
And Peter is in the city of Joppa right now.And he is again. He's praying before lunch. He's waiting for lunch, and he's just simply talking to the Lord in prayer.
这个时候彼得是在约帕他在房顶就是那时候他是跟向神祷告，跟神在交谈。
And as he is on the roof and he is connecting, he's communing with the Lord. He falls into a trance, and a vision is revealed to him.
这时候彼得在跟神交谈他祷告的时候呢，他就神向他显现了。
And as he's in the trance, he looks up and he sees a sheet, like almost like a sheet in front of him coming down from heaven, and it has all sorts of animals on it, all kinds of animals on it.
那时候呢，看到天上慢慢垂下一块布，那布里面呢有各种各样的动物，各种各样的活物。
And you can imagine that there's probably some of the animals that he recognizes that would be available for him to eat. That would be like Jews would be able to eat these animals.
你可以想到这些动物里面有些动物是他可以吃的，犹太人可以吃的。
But Peter also sees, because it's all kinds of animals, he sees animals that would not be available according to Jewish law.For Jews to eat.
那因为这块布里面有各种各样的动物，所以呢有很多动物是根据那个犹太的律法是他们不能吃的，就是犹太律法规定他们犹太人不能吃的。
They would have been considered impure or unclean, like for example for like pigs or shellfish.
那些不洁净或不纯净的食物呢，包括猪肉、猪 还有譬如说带壳的海鲜。
And so what this is about is many times what God will do is He will give a physical reminder of a spiritual truth.
这个时候呢，神就做了，就是他常常会对我们做的，就是神用一个实际上的那个提醒，实际上例子来提醒我们属灵的真理。
God does this throughout the Bible. He'll give something to His people in a physical way, so that it is reminded to them like weekly, daily, so that they like get what kind of truth He wants them to learn.
这个在圣经里面一直有这样子的例子，就是神呢用一个实体的例子来提醒属灵的真理。所以因为是实体的，所以我们或者是常常的每个礼拜或每天都会想到这个属灵的真理。
And so what God instituted with His people is this principle of being clean and unclean. Okay.
神要提醒的真理呢，就是一个属灵的上面的原则，什么是洁净的，什么是不洁净的。
If you were a Jew and you are in the state of being clean,You could go to the temple and make your offerings and sacrifices.
如果你是一个犹太人，你那时候是洁净的情况之下，你可以进到圣殿里面去献祭。
The temple is where God resided, and so if you were in a clean state as a Jew, you could enter into the gates, through the gates, and then you could present your sacrifices.
圣殿是神的居所。如果你是犹太人，而且是那时候是洁净的，你就可以经过圣殿的大门，进到圣殿里面去献祭。
In other words, if you were in the state as a Jew of being clean, it means that you could approach God. You could go, I can approach you now because I am in a pure and a clean state.
所以呢，犹太人如果是在洁净的状态的时候呢，他就可以接近神。就表示他是他那个时候是洁净的，也是纯净的、纯洁的。
And so what God wanted to, the spiritual truth that God wanted to impart to His people is that you may not approach me if you are unclean. If you are impure and unclean, you may not come near to God.
所以呢，神在这边要表明的属灵的真理，就是说，如果你是洁净的，你可以来接近我；如果你是不洁净的，你就不可以来靠近我。
It was a tangible and physical reminder of the spiritual truth that God is a holy God. He's like, I want you to remember, people of Israel, I want you to know that I am a holy, holy God.
这是一个用一个实际上的实体的例子来告诉犹太人说，我是神，我是圣洁的。如果你不纯净、不纯洁的话，不纯净的话，洁净的话，你就不能够来靠近一个圣洁的神。
I want you to know daily, based on these physical manifestations, that I want you to be reminded every single day that if you are clean, that you may approach me. If you are impure, you may not approach a holy God.
神就是用这个这个实际例子，能够天天提醒犹太人，如果你是圣洁的，你就可以来接近我。如果你是不洁净的，你就不能来接近我。
And so there was a number of things that could make a Jew go from clean to being unclean. Okay, where if there were certain things, then you would not be able to approach, you would not be able to go towards God into the temple.
有些事情，有些事物能够让一个原来是洁净的一个犹太人变成不洁净。
So, for example,If you were to touch a dead body, so for example, if one of your relatives passed away and you had to bury your relative, it means that you are in a state of uncleanliness.
一个例子就是说如果你碰到死尸、死人的话，你就不洁净。所以如果你有亲戚死掉了，亲友死掉了，如果你要去埋葬他，那你就会碰到他，那你就是不洁净了。
Also, if you went into the home,of a non-Jew, someone who was not Jewish, if you went into their home and stayed in their home, you would be in the state of being unclean. So again, people could not, if there were Jews, and they could not come into our house. We're not Jews. They would be unclean.
另外一个例子就是说，如果你是一个犹太人，你如果进到 不是犹太人家里面外邦人家里面，那你就变成不洁净了。所以呢，犹太人是不能进我们的家里面，他会变成不洁净。
Eating certain foods, like, you know, if you had pork, or it says marine animals without scales or fins, like shellfish, you would be considered to be unclean.
另外吃一些食物也会让你不洁净，譬如说你吃了猪肉，或者吃了一些海鲜带壳的海鳗，或者是没有鳞的鱼，或者没有鳍的鱼，这些都会让你成为不洁净。
Anytime one of these happened, it just means that you cannot go into the temple gates. You are not able to approach God.
所以这些事情如果你做了，那你就不能进到神的殿里面去，不能进圣殿。
But then it asks the question. It kind of begs the question of like, well, what if I have to bury relatives? Like, what if one of my relatives passes away? Like, what are we supposed to do? Not touch the body? Like, what are we supposed to do?
那问题就来了。那有时候你做了这些事，你要怎么办？如果你有亲人死掉了，你要埋葬他，那你不能碰他，你一碰他你就变得不洁净，那怎么办呢？
What if someone invites us over and we have a meal, we eat together and we have a meal and we find out that there is, you know, that there is ham or there is pork and we didn't realize it, we ate it. What do we do?
那另外，如果有人请你去他家吃饭，你去了，那你不知道你不知道他有猪肉。那你吃了，你怎么办？
So what it did was God had these provisions in His law of like, okay, so say if you're unclean, you can move back to being in a clean state.
所以呢，在神的律法里面有一些规条，能够让你怎么样子从一个不洁净的状态进到一个洁净的状态。
There were ritual washings or ceremonial washings, like of your hands or sometimes of your whole body, that would help you move from an unclean state back to a clean state so that you could meet with God.
这面就是说有一些方法，就是有一种洗手的方式，照那个规矩的洗手，或者是淋浴洗澡的方式，能够让你从不洁净的状态。
Now, some Christians have asked, you know, how come we don't have these food laws? Like, how come we're eating, you know, pork and bacon and ham? Why are we able to do that?
所以人家就问了，为什么我们基督徒就没有这些食物的规矩？我们吃猪肉或吃培根肉，难道没有问题吗？
Because for Christians, what makes us clean in the state of cleanliness is Jesus Christ.The reason why we're able to approach Jesus Christ is that like, he's like, well, I was on the cross, my blood was spilled out, and now you are in a clean state. You can approach God anytime because Jesus Christ has made you clean permanently. That is the provision that God has for every Christian.
但是基督徒里面，我们让我们洁净的是耶稣基督。耶稣基督死在十字架上，他的血流下来，把我们洗净了。这就是神的神让我们能够成为洁净的一个规条。
So that the spiritual truth of being able to approach God only if we are in a clean state, that spiritual truth is still the same as the Old Testament as it is today.
所以呢这个必须要洁净才能够跟神接近，这个属灵的真理呢，从以前到现在都是一样的。
What has changed is that there is now.That permanent provision from the Lord, who is Jesus Christ, who now allows us to approach Him through the blood of Christ.
但是跟以前旧约时代不一样的是说，我们今天呢，我们有耶稣基督，他的血成为我们的一个洗净，成为洁净的一个永远的一个方法，我们可以接近神。
But you see, for Apostle Peter, you have to understand where he's coming from. Okay.In order to understand this passage, we really have to understand when this vision was revealed to Peter, what this meant for Peter.
但是我们要回来看这个，在使徒彼得这个身上，当他发生这个事情的时候，我们要看看他对他的什么样的意思，就想说这个事情发生的时候，他是什么样的状态。
You've got to understand when Peter was praying and this vision came from heaven and he saw different animals and the animal and it was commanded to him, I want you to eat these animals. You've got to understand how much that meant to Peter of like, I would never. God, no, never, ever, never, ever, ever would I ever eat these animals.
啊，你想到啊，这个当彼得祷告，他这个看到这个异象，这些啊食物从天上降下来的时候，那神命令他吃这些食物的时候，他的反应，从他的背景，他的反应就是说，神啊，不不，我绝不吃这些东西，我以前没吃过，我将来也不会再吃这些东西。
You see, for Jews, to eat outside of the Jewish law was not a matter of etiquette. It wasn't a matter of preference. It wasn't like, you know, would you like gluten-free or non-gluten-free? It was much, much, much deeper.
你要知道，这个犹太人能够吃哪些食物，或者不能够吃哪些食物，不是他们爱不爱吃，他们喜不喜欢吃，或者是是对健康的问题，而是这个食物里面对他们有更深更深的意义。
For the Jew, it was a matter of identity. It was like this is who it, what it means to be Jewish. Okay.
对犹太人讲，吃什么东西，不吃什么东西，是他们的身份，是他们的身份的象征，是他们一部分。
For hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, this is what it meant to be.To be Jewish is to, in part, was to like follow these food laws.
这个千百年千百年来，这个、犹太人呢，就是在这食物上面，他们就遵守这个遵守这个食物的规条。
You know, as a Chinese church, one of the things that we do as a church is that we always take off our shoes, right? Whenever we go into a home, we always take off our shoes.It's just like why would you keep your shoes on, right?
所以我们在我们在中国教会里面，我们这些我们这我们到到别人家里面回家的时候，我们都要把鞋子脱掉，这是好像我们天经地义的事情。
Okay, so if you ever walked into someone's house and you're invited into their house, you know, and they're like, no, just keep your shoes on, like just come on in, and you're what do you do? I mean, you're kind of like, are you sure? Like, are you?You want me to walk in your house, right?
所以有人有没有人你到别人家里面去，人家请你去的时候你进去你想脱鞋，那主人说不用脱鞋，你就走进来就好了。你想说
Like I've been with the youth before, where I've been out with the youth and we've gone into a place or we're at a house or some place, and you know, like we go into the house, they open up the door and we all just automatically start taking our shoes off And they're like, no, come in, come on in. And the youth will look at me. They're like, what should we do? Like, should we keep our shoes on? Should we, you know, like, they're like, oh, we can't do this. And some of them, they're like, no, forget it. Just keep your shoes on. They'll still just go, no, I'm sorry. I have to take my shoes off. I can't not take off my shoes and be in this house, right?
有时候我带跟年轻人youth group 年轻人一起到别人家里面去的时候，那主人说，进来，不需要脱鞋子。那年轻人呢，就想说。这不太对，我要看看我说那他还是到最后他就可能先是穿进去走了几步之后还是把它脱掉，他觉得比较自在一些。
Yeah, but for Peter, you know, I mean, for all of us, we could still, like, we probably still would just go like, yeah, okay, I mean, it's not what I would do, but all right, we'll go in, right? But for Peter, it went much, much deeper. I mean, like, to ask to eat those animals,You must understand that it would be denying like who he saw himself to be. It would be denying being Jewish. Okay.
这去人家家脱鞋这个事情，好像看起来小事情很容易，但是我们回到看来彼得，这个彼得要彼得就去吃这些不应该吃的食物，不能吃的食物，这个事情就很大很大。这个对彼得来说，如果吃的话，他就要否认他自己。否认他自己是一个犹太人。
And that's the very reason why Peter said, like, he hears this voice, it's a vision, and he says, never, Lord. I mean, it's almost a paradox, isn't it? When you call someone Lord, that means like they're God, and you're like, never. It's like, no in God. It's like, it's almost like a paradox of going, how would you say to God, like, no? But Peter's like, never. I will never do that, God.
所以这个时候呢，彼得看到这个异象听到这声音叫他吃这些食物的时候，他就开始又想到他就讲说，主啊，不， 但是你想到这尊称一个人主，跟说对主说不，这个是一个冲突的事情。那彼得呢，在说摇摇头，他还是说主啊，不，我不吃这些东西。
He said, "No, Lord, I have never eaten any unclean thing." And then he's like, "You can almost hear Peter saying, 'Nor will I ever. Like, I have never done that. I've never broken that, and I will not in the future."
那时候啊，就你可以想到啊，那个看到彼得说啊，主不，我从来没有吃过这些东西。那你看到这段话的时候，你就可以想象，你好像听到彼得在继续说啊，主啊，不，我以前没有吃过这些东西，我将来也不会吃这些东西。
It was deeply, deeply meaningful and important to Peter. And that's why, yet the voice spoke again, spoke three times.
这个事情对彼得太重要了，所以他不吃，但是呢，这个声音呢，对他说了三次。
Do not call something unclean if God has made it clean.
声音说，不要说这些是不干净的食物，如果神已经说这是干净的。
And again, three times, that same thing, like, don't call it unclean if God has made it clean.
这个声音重复了三次，说神所已经洁净了，你就不要把它当作不洁净的。
God just wanted to make himself, like, just very, very clear so that Peter was, like, sure that you understand what is happening, what I am saying.
所以神呢，要把这个事情非常明确的告诉彼得，你了解吗？我要告诉你的事情，你了解吗
？Okay, so after this vision, Peter has this vision clearly in disagreement, but understands that it's from God, and he's wondering what it meant. So I would understand if I was Peter, if any of us had the same vision. I understand how Peter would be like, I don't know what you're saying, God. I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
这时候呢，彼得呢，听到这个神呢，他听到了，虽然他挣扎，但是他开始想。这个到底是什么意思？所以呢，有时候我们也听到神的声音，我们就会想说，到底神要告诉我们什么
？And it's possible, church, that you may have had something like this. I mean, if you are connected with God, if you are connecting with the Lord, that the Lord gives you instruction at some point, and maybe you don't quite hear or understand what the Lord is saying. And so it's almost like you go back to the Lord and you go, I hear what you're saying, but I just don't know why. I don't know why.
所以弟兄姐妹们，有时候我们跟神好像有交通了，有连开始有交谈了。那时候我们听到神的声音，神的话语，但是我们不能了解，我们就想说神啊，我听到了，但是我不知道你要告诉我什么。
But the great thing about God is he's like, God will always, he'll give us more pieces to the puzzle. He's like, I'm going to help Peter. I will help you, church, to figure out what I'm saying.
但是神呢，这时候就会重复的，就像他神给你一个那个拼图，这时候神就会把拼图慢慢的拼起来，让你看到。
Verse 17, Peter was very perplexed. What could the vision mean? Just then, men sent by Cornelius found Simon's house, standing outside the gate.They asked if a man named Simon Peter was staying there. Meanwhile, as Peter was puzzling over the vision, the Holy Spirit said to him, Three men have come looking for you. Get up, go downstairs, and go with them without hesitation. Don't worry, for I have sent them. So Peter went down and said, I'm the man you're looking for. Why have you come? They said,We were sent by Cornelius, a Roman officer. He is a devout and God-fearing man, well respected by all the Jews. A holy angel instructed him to summon you to this house so that he can hear your message. So Peter invited the men to stay for the night. Okay. So notice what I want you guys to notice is that this all began.This new vision, this new work of the Lord, this new direction, all began as Peter was in prayer. Okay, he was like lunchtime, before lunch, Peter was communing with the Lord, and that was the place where God was like, he's talking to me, he's connected to me, I'm going to start speaking.
这个时候我们看到这个彼得呢。在这个时候呢，他是在这个故事开始的时候，他在屋顶上祷告。 非常的祷告，非常专心的祷告。那么神看到他说啊，看到他这个彼得呢，在想要跟他讲话，他在跟我连交通，所以呢，神就把这个意象交放下来了。
And the scriptures say that we just read. It says that the Holy Spirit said to him. The Holy Spirit said to him.
这个圣经里面讲，这个圣灵对他说话。
Oftentimes in the scriptures it doesn't say exactly how the Holy Spirit spoke. I mean, it doesn't say like it was an audible voice. In this particular passage right here, it doesn't say that he heard another audible voice. It just said the Holy Spirit said to Peter, go downstairs, there's some men waiting for you.
在圣经里面，我们不常常看到，我们没有看到说，圣灵怎么样用什么方式对彼得讲话。他也，但是就是想到说，他就对彼得说话。
So how is it? Like how is it that the Holy Spirit speaks? I mean, what was that that Peter experienced so that he understood that he needed to go downstairs and that there was something happening and that he needed to talk with these men?
这个里面他们怎么样教圣灵怎么样对他说话？彼得怎么样听到这个声音？我们不知道。但是呢，他听到了，有三个人来找他。
It says in Romans 9, you can look at it at some point, maybe later, Romans 9, verse 1, it says that the Holy Spirit uses in portion our conscience. The Holy Spirit speaks to us in our conscience.
在罗马书里面第九章里面也讲到圣灵对我们的良心说话，对我们的良心。
So that's one of the ways that the Holy Spirit has something to say to you. The Holy Spirit will speak and impress upon your conscience.
这是圣灵一种方式，圣灵对我们讲话，对我们的良心说话。
I think the verse is that Paul says that it was confirmed in my conscience and in the Holy Spirit. Okay.
这个保罗说在良心里面我可以得到印证。
And then in 1 John 4, because sometimes the question is, well, wait, is that my conscience? Is that me speaking to myself? Is it from another spirit?So 1 John 4 says that we are to test the spirits, right? Test the spirits. When you hear something from the Lord, you can test it. You can go, God, is that from you? Is that just me speaking? Is that your Holy Spirit speaking?
这个约翰一书里面第四章里面也讲到，当我们听到我们听到神的话圣灵的话语的时候，我们觉得这是真的从圣灵来的吗？我们可以试验。
In other words,When the Holy Spirit impresses something on us, or we think that the Holy Spirit is impressing something on us, what we are to do is to line that up with God, like in His Word. Does it match what God's heart is saying, or does it not match what God's heart is about?
当我们听到圣灵的话声音的时候，我们要试验它，我们要看检验它是不是跟那个神的话语，跟圣经里面的话语是一致的。
Again, scriptures is probably is the one of the best ways to make sure that what you sense the Lord is saying to you that it lines up.
圣经呢是一个最好的一个根据，我们看检视我们听到的圣灵的话语。
But we most definitely want to be sensitive to the Spirit, just like how Peter was like he was praying and he just knows that the Lord is speaking to him.
但是最重要的，我们个人呢，自己要对圣灵要个敏感。就像彼得他在祷告，他自己祷告的时候听到话语。
Because what God is doing is He's putting the pieces of the puzzle together for Peter. Maybe that's your life now. Maybe there's something like I have the sense of God moving me in one direction or this direction or that direction, but I don't have the full picture, and so.That's what's happening here in the scriptures now is like what we see is that God is putting together. He's like, I'm going to match it for you, Peter. I've given you a vision, but I want you to see what I'm doing. I can see that you can't quite understand what's happening.
在这里神把这个给彼得的那个图像拼起来。那有时在你我们的中间里面，也许你也听到神的话语，圣灵的声音，他要让但是你还不能够看到整体的画面。神也会把这个拼图拼给你，就像在这里彼得呢，神为彼得把这个开始看到异象，接着把这个拼图慢慢就给他拼起来，让彼得看得清楚。
What's important, though, is that we position ourselves to be able to hear that. Again, if Peter was not in prayer, If Peter was not connecting with God, God would have used somebody else. I mean, just he wouldn't have ever known or been able to hear God's voice.
所以很重要的，我们要把自己呢能够准备好，能够听到这声音。看看彼得，他开始祷告，祷告的时候，神就让他听到声音。
So as Peter was wondering what this vision meant, there was a knock at the door. Three men sent by Cornelius, a Roman officer, are downstairs and they come for Peter.
这时候啊，那时候彼得就听到三个人在门外敲门，这是三个人是哥尼流派来的人。
And you can see just a small hint of what God is doing in Peter's heart and where he's moving because Peter says to the men who are Gentiles, he says, okay, come on in. Come into my house. Let's stay. Why don't you stay here overnight and then we'll go to Caesarea tomorrow.
你看神动了一点工在彼得心里面动了一点工彼得就开始有反应他对这三个人说请进请进我住在那边住一个晚上我们明天再去该撒利亚。
For a Jew to go into a Gentile's house was just a no-no. You just don't do it. But for a Jew to invite Gentiles into their home was like, okay, we could maybe do this. But you can kind of see Peter's heart of going, God is like moving where he's like, I'm opening it up to this other, to the Gentiles.
这个那时候呢都一个犹太人呢到一个外邦人家里面去过夜这是不可以的。但是呢请犹太人请外邦人到家里面过夜可能是比较可以的。那但是我们也看到这个彼得呢这时候他心呢慢慢就打开来了。
Alright, let's see what happens when God puts the puzzle together even more clearly for Peter, starting in verse 23, second part of 23 says, The next day, Peter went with them, accompanied by some brothers from Joppa. They arrived in Caesarea the following day. Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered his home, Cornelius fell at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter pulled him up and said, Stand up. I'm a human being just like you. So they talked together and went inside where others were assembled. Peter told them, You know it is against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile home like this or to associate with you. Here comes the key portion. But, he says, but God has shown me that I should no longer think of anyone as impure or unclean. So I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. Now tell me why you sent for me. And then Cornelius tells his side. He's like, okay, I've come here because God has told me, and I sense that you want me here, so what's going on with you?
So Peter 就说我可以想到，我可以看到神要我来这边，你差人来请我来，现在我来了，那你要我做什么？
Cornelius tells his side of the story. Cornelius replied, well, 4 days ago, I was praying in my house about this same time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suddenly, a man in dazzling clothes was standing in front of me. He told me, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your gifts to the poor have been noticed by God. Now send messengers to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He is staying in the home of Simon, a tanner who lives near the seashore. So I sent for you at once, and it was good for you to come. Now we are all here, Peter. Waiting for God, waiting before God to hear the message the Lord has given you. So here it is, like here's the two pieces coming together. God is trying to help both Peter and Cornelius come together and go, here's what's happening, here's what I'm doing.
所以现在呢，这个场景就是这样子。这个神呢，把这两堆人聚在一起，从彼得还有哥尼流这两个群人合在一起了。
But you see, church, divisions are now being broken down. Peter would have never, like there are some people groups in this world today, maybe some people that you can think of, like we would never, we do not cross over. We just don't mix together. It just doesn't happen.
在这时候呢，这个彼得那时候呢，神把这个那个墙呢，反顶呢打破了。在今天的世界，我们也一样，我们有些人呢，我们是不跟他们来往的，有些族群我们不跟他们来往，现在呢，也就要打破了。
Back in Peter's time, following Jesus Christ was called being a part of the way. Like we were part of the way. And so Peter, Jews were the only ones up to this point where they were part of the way.
在耶稣那个时代，或者在彼得那个时代，这个耶稣的门徒追随者就称作那道的追随者。那个时候呢，只有犹太人是可以这个说是这道的追随者。
Up to this point, there was a little bit of movement. There was some, the church had reached out to some Samaritans and one single Ethiopian. You know, there was some movement outward. But generally, there was just no. There's two groups. There's the Jews who are clean, and then those who are unclean. And I'm sorry, but we don't come together. We won't mix.
那时候教会里面是主要是都是犹太人，那时候有一些少数的撒玛利亚人，还有一个伊索比亚人，就是这些人呢是干净的洁净的，另外其他人是不洁净的，这两个人不混在一起的。
But at this point, God's heart is revealed. He's like, no, it has always been. I have always had a heart for the nations. I have always wanted to reach.The Gentiles. It has always been in the plan to reach other people. It has always been my idea, my heart, to reach everyone. The gospel is for the nations.
神说：“不，我的心意不是有两种人，我的心意是我要去找所有各种各样的人。我的心意是我要让所有的各种各样的人，所有的人都能够认识我。”
It's kind of amazing to think that. So this little story here is why we're here in some ways. It's why we're sitting here worshiping God this morning. I mean, it's like, otherwise none of us would be here. It'd still be kind of a Jewish kind of faith, a religion. There was maybe a few people that would take on the Jewish laws and follow Yahweh. But we're here today in part because God was like, no, it is you who I want to reach.
这个故事的开头就是看到我们今天我们会坐在这里。大家坐在这里，就是因为有这个故事的开头。这个不然的话，今天这个教会或者什么，可能是有一些人呢，因为变成了去遵守犹太律法，可以变成一个耶稣的追随者，其他人都不会。但是神不是的，神不是要这样子，神是要所有的人都能够成为他的子民。
But if we consider Peter reflecting God's heart in this way, for Peter to go.I'm gonna go to places where Jews have never gone before. It almost would seem like an impossibility for Peter. I mean, like this is just unfathomable.
对彼得来讲，要让他去他这些去那个他从来不去的地方，去接触这些人，这个想来是不可能的。
Peter said to them outright, "You know."Cornelius, that it is against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile home like this or to associate with you. We don't do that.
这彼得对那个哥尼流说你们知道犹太人和外邦人别国的人亲近或来往是不合理的不应该的。
This is not the way of a Jew.
这不是犹太人的律法可以的。
But in order for Peter's heart to reflect the heart of God, There's a couple things that needed to happen. The one I want to share with you, okay?
但是要让彼得的心能够开放，要有两件事情必须发生。
There's one thing that needed to happen for Peter, and one thing that needed to be in place for Peter. One thing that needed to happen for Peter, one thing that needed to be in place in order for Peter to reflect that heart of God.
有一件事情是要发生。另外一件事情呢，是已经要在这里了，成了，才能够让彼得能够做这个事情。
Okay, for Peter, in order for him to reflect the heart of God, one of the things that he had to do is he had to let go of anything that was hindering him.
第一件事情要让彼得的心能够能够把这个藩篱打开，是要他必须要把它放弃拦阻他的。
Let go of anything that hinders us, or even.It could be even repent. I mean, for Peter, it could have been even going, I go this way, I have a heart this way, I would never look this way. And for Peter, it may even be like, even turning around. Even for us, it may be like, I need to repent. It's maybe even move from ignorance even to sin, the area of sin.
对彼得来讲，他必须要把他放弃他以前有的东西，或者是说悔改。彼得可能需要他可能需要走到神面前，他说以前他做的不对的，他现在回头来。
For Peter, I don't think it was sin for him. I think it was more like I just didn't know what God wanted.
有些人，我们对我们来讲，我们可能需要放弃，或者是要离开罪。但是对彼得来讲，他可能不是要离开罪，他只是要把以前做的事情要放掉。
But what he needed to let go of, what Peter, for Peter, what he needed to let go of was tradition. He's like, what hindered him from moving forward or from reaching, reflecting God's heart was that it just was so important to him. Tradition was so important to him.
对彼得来讲，他要放弃的东西是要他是要放弃他犹太人的传统。这个犹太人传统阻碍他，让他去外邦人中间去反映出神的心肠。
Eating unclean foods, going into Cornelius's home would have defiled him as a Jew. It's just.I wouldn't do it.
去吃这些不洁净的食物，或者到外邦人哥尼流的家中，这些对他来讲都是亵渎了犹太人。
He was holding on to what he knew, and he was holding on to Jewish tradition.
他就是抓住他以前受的教养、教育，还有抓住这个犹太人的传统。
You know, again, I remember growing up.Growing up, I spending time with my relatives, my aunts, my uncles, my grandparents. I remember growing up hearing sometimes my family speaking unkindly, okay, unkindly about other people groups.
我要说到我们家的我的亲戚家里面，或者到我的舅妈叔父家里面，或者是更长辈的家里面去，我听到他们有时候呢。会用那个就是说议论别的族群的一种种族的人。
Sometimes making jokes, sometimes speaking, in a derogatory term, in a derogatory way. But I got to tell you, now in Christ, for us in Jesus Christ, it's like all that we have behind us, all that was that we maybe heard growing up, it's all different in Christ Jesus.
有时候他们用不好的玩笑，有时候用那个有带轻视或侮辱的话讲别人，但是呢，对我们来讲，我们是基督徒，我们这些以前旧的东西以前的都要把它放到后面去了。
I mean, my parents would definitely we'd spend time with my relatives and my we would come away as a family and my parents would say,I don't like it when other family members talk like that. So my parents would teach me like.That's not okay.
有时候我父母亲把我们从别家带出来的时候，他就会讲说我对我们讲，我们不喜欢他们这样讲话，他们我父母亲教导我这样是不对的。
But I think God's heart takes it even further. God's heart is like, no, it's not like it's just not okay. God's like, no, I want to reach those people. I want to reach everybody. It's like that picture that we saw in the beginning of like.Palestinians and Jews like worshiping together. It's like now it's like I have a heart for my next door neighbor, for my coworkers, for anyone who is outside of Christ. It's all people who could feel very different from us.
对神呢，但是神的心肠不只是说我不喜欢听这些话。神说我的心肠是我要去找去接触到每一个各种各样的人。就是我们看到比如说这个我们的邻居，我们的工作的同仁，还有其他地方，我们这些人都是我要他们来的。我们看到我们当初的前面的照片，这个犹太人跟巴勒斯坦人，他们可以在一起敬拜唱诗。
So what might be the attitude or the perception, or maybe the recorded voice in your past?That God this morning is telling you to let go of, like just let go. You don't have to hold on to that any longer.
所以不管你现在以前的你的举止、你的观念，还有你的你听到声音是什么，你都要把那些放掉，要看看神的心肠是什么样子。
So one thing needed to happen, Peter needed to let go, and he did. He let go of his tradition. He's like, I let go of what I know, my tradition, and he let go. The thing that needs to be in place is our identity has to be deeply rooted in Jesus Christ.
所以第一个事情要发生的是说要把这个旧的东西拦阻你的要把它放掉彼得要放掉第二个是事情是要有的就是说你的身份要深深的扎根在基督上面
Peter could have allowed his identity as a Jewish man to inform his attitudes, his actions, behaviors. He could have said, no, God, I you're misunderstanding. Like, you don't get it. Like, I'm a Jew, and Jews don't do this. But Peter was like, no, you know what, my identity, who I am in Jesus Christ, since you are Lord, since you are God, I'm willing to let go of that. You, Yahweh, Jesus Christ, you are what informs me of my actions, my attitudes, my heart, my behaviors. Everything in you informs me of who I am.
彼得呢，需要把他这个犹太人这个身份呢放掉，不管是以前的行为、他的想法、他的什么东西，这跟犹太人的他要放掉。这时候呢，耶稣呢，主耶稣或者耶和华，他的身份是跟着这个主耶稣的身份来认定的，合在一起的。We
can definitely identify as many things, but again, what we see with Peter is like, well, as important as that is to me. Your heart, Lord, is premier. Your heart is paramount. Following you, obeying you, that's what makes me who I am. And if it means giving up what I thought was so important, I will do it.
这个彼得呢，这时候看到，他就说：“主啊，就是你的心肠，你的身份，我是跟着你要追随你，我要顺从你。这个身份比我以前是犹太人身份更重要的多了。”Anna
and Frank, you want to come on up and take your place? Peter was—he was no longer held down by divisions anymore. Like he was, divisions had been broken down in Peter's heart. Was being broken down. We see later in Acts, as we continue in Acts, that he slips back. But it's a process. God is breaking the divisions down in Peter's heart.
所以这彼得呢，这个时候呢，你看到他心里面的藩篱呢，墙已经被打破了。我们看到将来彼得有时候会滑一倒，但是呢，这个时候是彼得开始他的藩篱被打破了。
So this morning, you know, you kind of look at Peter, you can have two different attitudes, two different Peters. You can go, will you be the person who says, no, Lord, no. Or will you be, you know, where Peter says, but God has shown me that he has opened up the door to all the people, and I want your heart, Lord.
所以呢，我们看到在这里面这个图像里面有两个彼得，一个彼得说：“主啊，不，我不做这些事情，这个事情我不做。”另外一个是说：“彼得呢，看到说主，让我看到。”
We have the freedom now. We have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has freed us up. Jesus Christ has died for us to be free. We can practice that freedom now. How about we all stand and let's respond in song and singing about His amazing grace to the church.